This is episode 31 of Everyday Wellness, Mompreneurs, When Life and Snow Happen. I'm Dr. Kelly Donahue, clinical health psychologist, here with my co-host, Cynthia Thurlow, nurse practitioner and functional nutritionist. We have over 25 years of combined experience in wellness, nutrition, nursing, and psychology. Our goal at Everyday Wellness is to share easy strategies to help as many people as possible become healthier. You can help us attain this goal by leaving us a rating and review on iTunes. The process takes just a few minutes and allows our podcast to be seen when listeners are searching for high-quality health and wellness podcasts. We are so grateful that you are here and for taking time to leave us a review. Now, let's get started. Welcome to Everyday Wellness. Wellness is the result of the decisions that you make every day. It's your mindset and the thoughts you believe. Wellness is the food you put in your body and the relationship you have with yourself and others. Wellness is your work and meaning. Join us on Everyday Wellness as we explore ways that you can choose wellness today.
Hey, hey, we are coming back to you all. It is just Kelly and I chatting today about
life.
Life. It happens. When we were chatting about ideas for this session, we decided it would be helpful to provide full self-disclosure about our lives right now.
Yeah, we wanted to give you a little snapshot into what's really going on, and it ain't pretty.
Yeah, the chaos behind the scenes.
Yeah, so we are both busy mompreneurs, and here in the Northeast, we've had a series of, I wouldn't even call them snowstorms.
Nope.
I would probably just say, you know, bad weather, the threat of snow.
Snow annoyance, that's snow what I call annoyance.
I love it, yes, which causes schools to delay, close. I mean, I understand the safety issues. I get it. It just makes our lives a bit more complex.
That is putting it lightly.
Yeah. So we've done a bit more juggling than usual. And we just wanted to let you all know that stuff is the real stuff. Like that's mm-hmm. the mess that is life sometimes.
Absolutely.
So I was telling Cynthia earlier that you know, my kitchen has dishes in the sink and the dishwasher needed to be unloaded. And like that's kind of my happy place. When that stuff is done, I feel better about order in life and things just feel better. And so I made that a priority to do before I started working this afternoon. But we just kind of wanted to let you all know that we strive to eat well and exercise mm-hmm. and be present with our family. But that doesn't mean that things are always neat and orderly and going well in all those areas.
No, and I think keeping it real is important because there is a facade in social media that people like ourselves, as well as other entrepreneurs, have everything all together all the time. And so this is a good example. We had what I would call a snow annoyance on Sunday. So the kids had off on Monday, which was to be expected. And then they had two sequential two-hour delay days. So they had a full day of school on Thursday. And then today was a teacher work day. And so my social media post yesterday was, well played, Loudoun County Public Schools, well played. So my kids really just went to school one full day this right. week. And in that mix, my husband was out of the country on travel, business travel. And so I felt like just trying to stay on top of the bare minimum was about all I could maintain. And that oftentimes includes things like, you mentioned staying on top of the kitchen and laundry and just dirty stuff in general. And I think my kids probably got yelled at a whole heck of a lot more this week than they normally do, just because my threshold for nonsense was pretty narrow in order to kind of stay on top of things and maintain some degree of civility with my clients yeah. And all of my very lengthy work to-do list.
Yeah. And, you know, I find that this is a time when we kind of need to turn the tables back on ourselves and make sure that we're doing some of the things that we often hear ourselves tell our clients. Like, how do we practice self-care in these times when things get crazy? And what is our mind chatter? What are we telling ourselves when we go through this? So let's just take a slice of your mind chatter, Cynthia. What did you hear yourself saying? And then did you kind of reframe that?
Yes. My greatest concern this week, other than making sure my kids got to school and were fed and
that's important.
Put to bed, you know, like when I was talking about the bare minimum, like the bare minimum needed to be met. I was convinced because I launched two programs this week that there was going to be some catastrophic disaster.
Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take about 20,000 breaths a day. The indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some circumstances, up to 100 times more polluted, according to the EPA. And did you know that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths globally? So what's the solution? I want to introduce you to a product by Air Doctor that has captured the attention of established media outlets like CNN, ABC, and more. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so that your lungs don't have to. This includes pollutants such as allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses that have the potential to go on and make us sick. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day, breathe easy, money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use code Cynthia. You'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 in value. Look at this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Cynthia. I absolutely love my air filters. They're an integral component to ensuring that the air that my family breathes in our home is as safe as possible. Have you guys heard about a bioactive whole food on the market with 5,000 published research studies backing it? When my oldest son needed to go on antibiotics a few months ago, I discovered Armra colostrum, and the benefits for him and his recovery from being on antibiotics have been instrumental in me now recommending this to my dairy non-sensitive patients and clients. Armra's colostrum strengthens immunity, ignites metabolism, fortifies gut health, promotes hair growth and skin radiance, and powers fitness, performance, and recovery. My son has mentioned to me over and over again how great his gut feels, how he has improved his digestion and gut function as well. Colostrum is a rich, exclusive source of immunoglobulins or antibodies that optimize our immune defense even during cold and flu season. And we know that mucosal barriers house over 80% of our body's immune cells, including the antibodies IgG and SIgA. And these immunoglobulins bind and intercept harmful particles like viruses, bacteria, and toxins, blocking them from crossing into the barriers into our bloodstream. And Armra's colostrum contains the highest levels of SIgA and IgG to ensure your most fortified first line of protection. It's sustainably sourced, and it's important to know that you want to mix colostrum only with cold liquids or foods, or dry scoop it into your mouth. This is also great for the oral microbiome. And we've worked out a special offer for my Everyday Wellness community where you can receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/Cynthia15 or enter Cynthia15 to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/Cynthia15. You definitely want to check it out.
And, you know, there were either my VA and my team wasn't going to come through, or I wasn't going to be able to come through or stay on top of things. And so I just kept reminding myself that ultimately, I know what I need to be doing. They know what they need to be doing. Everything will fall into place. My clients aren't going to know how crazy and chaotic things are unless I tell them. Mm-hmm. So it's really just about showing up and acknowledging that, you know, when we start having those inner, I call it the inner bitty shitty committee, when that starts, I need to stop it and just say, everything's going to fall into place. Everything will be okay. Maybe it won't be as perfect as I'd like it to be, meaning my house is going to be a disaster. But no one really sees that except for the three of us that are here and the dogs, and they don't care.
Right.
But yeah, you know, that constant reframing, like acknowledging that you have the feeling and then saying to yourself, okay, how can I kind of switch this around so that I ensure this isn't actually what happens? But, you know, and I think the other piece is sometimes it depends on where we are in our cycle. Sometimes in our menstrual cycle, we're more prone to, you know, the sky is falling, you know, this is the end of the world, you know, all these things kind of spinning around, and just acknowledging that sometimes where I'm in my cycle can impact my ability to deal with things. So acknowledging where I am and just kind of saying everything will fall into place. You know, for me, my big outlet is exercise. So acknowledging that needs to be the priority amongst all the other things is, let me get out of my head, let me sweat, mm-hmm. I'll come home, I'll be in a better frame of mind. Inevitably, it's always the case. Doesn't matter how intense or how simple the exercise is, for me, just to get out and physically move is really important. How about you?
Yeah. So it sounds like that's one of that's the self-care thing that really has to stay for you, right?
Yes.
The exercise. Yeah. Yeah. For me, I get into catastrophizing pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, like the house is starting to fall apart, uh-huh. and I'm never going to get anything done. And I have all these tasks to do, when I love Marie Forleo, and I go back to her, kind of her mantras, her sayings again and again and again. And one is, everything is figureoutable.
Figureoutable. So, I love it.
Yeah. So just thinking about, okay, how can I do this? What, there has to be a solution here. Mm-hmm. And the second one is, clarity comes from engagement, not thought. Mm-hmm. So when I'm getting those thoughts that are going 90 miles an hour down a dead end street, I think about, what's one thing I can actually do in this moment? So like this afternoon, that was, I can unload the dishwasher. Like, I can do that and that'll be done and that'll feel good. And that really does sort of shift your perspective a little bit. It helps your thoughts get on board in a different way and move you forward. And, you know, like you, I definitely need to have some sort of movement in my day. Mm-hmm. It usually starts with a walk in the morning. That's kind of my go-to. I love being outside. Yeah. But again, the aforementioned weather issues have prevented that, at the risk of falling on the sidewalks that may or may not be iced over. Mm-hmm. So I ended up squeezing in time at lunch today to just get a quick workout in. So I definitely feel more centered and present now. But it's like just focusing on what you can control and kind of doing that.
Yeah.
So while we're kind of in the midst of all this, let's talk about what we've been eating. So let's be honest about, like, our our food prep strategies, things that have worked and things that have not worked for you.
Yes. So full disclosure, my boys are like a horde of locusts. They eat so much food. So my husband kindly, before he left for his trip, because he's the main food prep, the protein food prep guy, he does pounds and pounds of meat and chicken and all sorts of stuff. Graciously, he did that. So that helped. But what did not help me was that I have a tendency, when I start getting busy, I don't eat.
I've been using Mitapure for the last 2 years, and I've added this to my routine for multiple reasons. Number one, it's a foundational supplement for me and my family. It keeps things simple, and I know that I cannot get enough of urolithin A in my food to derive the same benefits. And if you're not familiarized with urolithin A, it's a signaling molecule, but it's also actively involved in anti-aging, energy production. And I take Timeline because of its remarkable healthy aging solution that activates key critical cellular pathways in my body. It's a total game changer for healthy aging. I alternate between using the soft gels and powder, depending on whether or not I'm traveling. And we know that restoring cellular energy is a key to enduring health. And this is concluded in a recent publication in Nature Metabolism, which is a top scientific journal, identifying that newly energized cells may provide many more years of healthy life to people. Yet as we age, we know that cellular energy production naturally declines and reduces our prospects of optimal health and longevity. That's the great thing about Timeline, is you can restore cellular energy and support healthy aging. I've noticed the biggest improvements in my energy and sleep levels. We know that Timeline is clinically shown to give our cellular energy generators, the mitochondria, new power. And when taken daily, it replaces aging mitochondria, so it upregulates mitophagy and rebuilds new ones, or mitogenesis. Timeline is the only nutrient that can do what it does. So Timeline renews your cells to a more powerful state. My listeners can get 10% off your first order at timeline.com/Cynthia. That's 10% off at timeline.com/Cynthia. I know you're going to love this product. Mighty Maca is a superfood drink mix full of 30 plus natural ingredients, and it was formulated by Dr. Anna Kabeca during her healing journey. Mighty Maca Plus ingredients, which include nourishing ingredients like organic maca powder, turmeric, quercetin, broccoli, parsley, trans resveratrol, pomegranate extract, and more, were carefully selected for immune support to sustain energy, provide mental clarity, and improve recovery. It also tastes delicious. It supports healthy detoxification and alkalinity in the body, balances hormones, fights free radicals, and neutralizes lactic acid, all while increasing your energy and vitality. It helps improve your digestion and reignites your libido. It's a powerful superfood drink mix that needs to be part of your daily routine. And Dr. Anna is offering my listeners 10% off your first purchase by using the link dranna.com/Cynthia. That's 10% off your first that's 10% off your first purchase by using the link dranna.com/Cynthia. It's delicious and nutritious.
So you can imagine exercise plus intermittent fasting plus not eating enough calories is not good for me at all. Cause then it just, you know, the anxiety of feeling like I can't relax to eat in between clients because I have so much on the to-do list. So the good thing is my kids ate really well this week, like rock stars. They had amazing meals. You know, the food prep on my end was fantastic because it was just me. For true transparency, however, I don't like to eat protein bars. I ate far too many protein bars this week and like bowls of fruit. And I think I had some Simple Mills almond crackers multiple times, just, you know, eating small things that aren't very nutrient dense. And that's not the way I would encourage anyone to eat. So I can tell today I'm a little edgy. And I think it's because my brain needs more food. So when we're done with our call, I am going to actually go eat a really nice meal because my husband just got home. And I'm like, yay, the reinforcements are here. So, I would strongly urge, as I do all of my clients, to just prep ahead. And so that saved the kids. The kids had lots of options. Mm-hmm. They probably had 5 protein options. I was steaming vegetables like a queen, you know, every night. You know, we made quinoa. For some reason, my youngest is on a quinoa kick, and threw, you know, grass-fed butter on it and some sea salt, and he thought that was the most amazing thing ever. So I was, you know, mom of the year.
Great.
But yeah, that's typically how we go. But what's interesting that I definitely want to touch on is that my oldest, who's 13, and both my kids are swimmers, so they burn ridiculous amounts of calories, which only makes their appetites even bigger, is kind of falling off the growth chart. And so we had his yearly exam earlier this week, and there was some concern that maybe he's not eating enough calories, he's not keeping up with his caloric consumption. So we had some fun kind of reengineering his meals because, you know, more fats, more protein. And so he's enjoyed kind of figuring out some new meals for himself as well as snacks. And so one of the things that we did was we took collagen peptides, which is a clean source of protein. And, you know, normally he might have an apple with almond butter. And so I said, hey, why don't we try some applesauce and we'll put some collagen peptides in it. And, you know, when you have your coconut milk yogurt, let's put some collagen peptides just to kind of up his protein intake and then really dialing in on some high quality fat. So I think he's been enjoying that. And he actually told me he felt better. He slept better.
Great.
Felt like his anxiety was better. So hopefully this will get him growing.
Yeah, that's great. And I can totally relate to the kind of smaller, simpler meals. That's definitely been the trend here. We did a lot of rice. My son is really into rice with butter and salt now.
Yeah. Oh, it's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he similarly is kind of, he's really tiny for his age. He's tall, but he's very thin because he never stops moving.
Yep.
And so getting him to sit down for dinner is like a major challenge. but yeah, he's definitely been into rice. And last weekend, another weather weather event. What did you call it? A weather...
Inconvenience.
Yes. So during those times, I feel the mother in me, my own mom in me, you know, like mm-hmm. cooking up a big pot of something on the stove. So I made a giant pot of veggie chili.
And yum.
We've been, I'm so done with veggie chili right now. Though, that's sort of what got us through this busy week.
And that's amazing how you can make, you know, use of my husband, his standard repertoire, because my oldest is paleo, is he always has ground beef or ground turkey with black beans and made like he makes a homemade taco seasoning. So there's always a couple pounds of that, which Jack will eat. Honest to God, he could eat pounds of it. It's unreal. We had chicken thighs that have been marinated. I made, it was this paleo marinade that I found that I was making the point of saying there's no excuse not to make a healthy meal. So I had the slow cooker out and I had organic chicken breasts. I think I had 2 pounds of those and used this marinade that you can buy over the counter. Was I about to say, I feel like I'm talking to a patient that you can buy in the grocery store, and I'll happy to link that up if anyone's interested. I steamed broccoli. I made, you know, quinoa, and the kids thought that was the greatest meal ever. And so we had, you know, leftovers for a couple of days. But yeah, sometimes the leftovers get a little, you get to the point where you're like, I don't even want to look at that, let alone eat it again.
Yes. So I think the point we're trying to drive home here is that it's okay to eat simple food. Mm-hmm. Food prep is still really important. Mm-hmm. And I think you can really kind of create a great meal using sauces and seasonings mm-hmm. to add to very basic foods.
Yeah. We don't too complicate. I'll be honest with you. We don't have the time. I don't have the energetic capacity. So a lot of things that we have, it's a protein, it's a vegetable. And for the kids, they always have a starch. And depending on where I am on my carb cycling day or not, you know, might be a potato or sweet potato or squash. I mean, I just cooked a spaghetti squash this morning so that I could have that with turkey meatballs. But yeah, I think we make nutrition far more complicated than it needs to be. I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to make everything look like an Instagram worthy meal. I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves as women, and I want everyone that's listening to understand that we get it, and it's a constant juggle. And what's more important is that you have something, you know, wholesome that's available. And if that means that night you bought a rotisserie chicken and picked up a salad from the grocery store, that's totally okay. Yeah, there's no shame in that. We're kind of homebodies. I think we prefer to eat in the house anyway. Yeah. So for us, I try to make stuff at home, but yeah, keep it simple.
Yeah, definitely. Keep it simple. And I think it's also about the story you're telling yourself about what mm-hmm. you're doing. So if it is super simple, you could be telling yourself, oh, I don't have it together enough to make a real mm-hmm. meal. Or you could be telling yourself, wow, I just put together this meal that's going to be healthy and it didn't super stress me out and I still have time to do the things I want to do.
Exactly. Exactly. So important to give yourself grace. I mean, this is a good example. You know, yeah. Kelly and I offline are cracking up and laughing about the weeks that we've had, but, you know, nonetheless, everyone survived. Everyone made it to school. Everyone made it to work.
Right.
We're all doing okay.
We made it. We made it.
Exactly. Exactly. We survived.
Yeah. So yeah, just kind of to sum up, we wanted to let you know that our lives get messy too, because that's the reality of life. And we just continue to do the best. And I think we're always learning from what's going on in our lives and from each other too, you know, getting tips on meal prep and mm-hmm. being able to just laugh with one another about it is super useful.
It is. It's very therapeutic, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
For sure. Well, so be kind to yourselves and just recognize that we are all doing the very best we can day to day. And we're going to have some weeks that are just going to be effortless. And then some weeks, snow happens.
Snow happens.
Thank you so much for joining us. You can find out more about Cynthia and her work at chtwellness.com. And you can find out more about Kelly and her work at everydaytherapist.com. In addition, if you have questions for us or topics you'd like us to address, please email us at everydaywellnesspodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, be well.